Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
A man just speaking his piece, so to speak, off the 1960 LP Speakin' My Piece. That was the legendary jazz pianist Horace Parlin with the tune Waitin'. And that's what we do as we ease our way into the jazz pool and begin our hour-long look into a cat that was born on January 19th, 1931 in Pittsburgh, PA. He recently left us on February 23rd, 2017 at the age of 86 in his home of Denmark. As a child, he got polio and that resulted in a partial crippling of his right hand. That actually gave him a particularly pungent left-hand chord voicing style, while composing with highly rhythmic phrasing on his right. His career was full of ups and downs. There were times his artistry received the attention and praise that it deserved, and at other times, he was overlooked and neglected like a lot of cats in jazz have been. His career got off and going between 1952 and 57 when he worked in Washington, D.C. with Sonny Stitt and spent 2 years with Charlie Mingus's Jazz Workshop. Horace approached the piano from a unique direction throughout his long and storied career. Through an early handicap from the U.S. to Denmark and many cats he's played with in between, we shall look into the very colorful life of this titan of the jazz world that we recently lost. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that always celebrates the jazz keys, with cats like Mark Lowry, Joe Cartwright, and many more doing the honors, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Reaching into our satchel of Horace to give you his life in its full flavor and fervor. Our next cut on this hour is the 1961 tune, On the Spur of the Moment, as we do the exact same thing. Thank you.
folks, jazz folks, jazz world. This is Harold Mayburn telling you to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It will keep you happy and make you feel good at all times. Jazz number one in the world.
That was Horace again in 1961 with the song Conga Legere. And speaking of that decade, between 1960 and 63, he went on to lead a series of sessions for Blue Note. That was just reinforcing his soulful, rhythmically inventive style and introducing his equally inspired compositional voice. His tenure with the label led to him to bassist George Tucker and drummer Al Harwood. He also played with Booker Ervin in 1960 and 61, and then Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and it was Johnny Griffin's quartet in 1962. From there, he joined up with Rashawn Roland Kirk from 1963 to 66. It was quite a decade, and there's much more to come. From the year 1963, this is the song Back Fro the Gig, off an anthem for Horace, the LP Happy Frame of Mind, exactly on this hour of Mr. Parlin.
Thank you. This is Joe Chambers, and you are now listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Enjoy.
That was Horace in 1974 with the tune Arrival. So in the late 60s, Horace was getting tired of the commercial jobs in New York he was getting, and his happiness was being compromised. Along with the surge in drugs, Horace was looking to move. During this time, he went on to tour South Africa and Denmark, and it just so happened that Denmark won out and his new home was calling. And next, from the 70s, here's Horace with the tune No Blues on this very non-blue hour of Horace, kids.
Thank you. New Orleans. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was Horace in 1978 with the tune Night Miss Blues off the LP Blue Parlin. So when Horace got to jazz-friendly Denmark in 1972, he was following in the footsteps of the greats like Dexter Gordon and Ben Webster. And once there, work was booming and he was ready. In the decades that would follow, he recorded as both a leader and sideman for Denmark's Steeplechase Records. Lots of that work didn't get the recognition in the States that he was hoping for. So in 1999, documentary maker Don McGlynn approached Horace in the hopes of capturing him on camera. The film and the soundtrack that came out, both entitled Horace Parlin by Horace Parlin, caught him and gave him a little bit of that spotlight the world never properly gave him during his heyday. From 1983 in The Man of the Hour, here's the tune Scandia Skies as we fly across these friendly jazz skies around here.
everyone. This is Molly Ryan from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Horace with the tune Afternoon in Paris off his 1984 CD, Glad I Found You. And we sure are glad that you found us for this hour of Horace. So, in his later years, diabetes and an almost complete loss of vision made traveling to gigs increasingly difficult. Still, he continued to play each and every day, delighting his beloved wife, Norma, and his still formative chops. And in 2000, he was the recipient of the Ben Webster Prize given by the Ben Webster Foundation. Very well deserved, and it's been an honor to shine another light on this titan of jazz. And our final cut on this hour of Horace is simply called FSR, circa 2008, off the CD Joe Meets the Rhythm Section. And thank you for tuning into a show featuring Horace and America's finest invention, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a legend on his own keys, holding the keys to the world around here, in Horace Cool, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out, let us know what's going on. We always love hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.